The landscape is always changing, not only when we talk about planting crops, but also when we talk about estate planning. And what does the future hold for our farm and our farm family? Every time a new administration comes in, you have to look at some of the proposals that they are looking to put in place. We're going to talk about some of that today with Bridget Finke. And Bridget, of course, is our resident attorney with Valley Crossing Law in the Baldwin area. And Bridget, first of all, welcome to spring, such as it has been in Wisconsin.
Little chilly spring, but at least we have some sunshine on the horizon here.
Absolutely, and hopefully the sun will shine bright and warm. Bridget, one of the things the Biden administration is looking at, some major tax overhauls, and of course we put together our estate plan and our plan for passing the farming operation from one generation to the next. And the administration is proposing an elimination of the step-up in basis and levying capital gains taxes on assets when they're passed on to another generation. And I saw that and I thought, oh, farmers, better wake up and look at this. What does this mean? What's the potential for this proposal?
Well, the step-up in basis, I worked for an attorney for many years who used to call the step-up in basis the best tax law on the books. The problem is you've got to die to take advantage of it. So just that concept of step-up in basis is that assets that pass as a result of a death get a readjustment in their basis to what those assets are worth as of date of death. So we've got an acre of land that we bought many years ago for $100. That acre of land is now worth $5,100. If that acre of land passes due to a death by a will or a trust, that recipient now has a tax value in that acre of land of $5,100. So they can turn around and sell it a week later and pay no capital gains tax. Contrast that with if the original owner had sold that acre of land, they would be looking at paying capital gains tax on the difference between their tax basis of $100 and that sale price of $5,100, or paying tax on $5,000 of capital gain income. So certainly with land, which is often a very long-held and appreciating asset within farm operations, obviously that's a significant advantage, but even more advantageous are those depreciated assets. Our tractor that we bought a long time ago and have fully depreciated but still has value and is a good usable piece of equipment, at the passing, we get to reset to what that asset is worth and get to take that depreciation expense all over again. So that's the existing law, pretty powerful, pretty advantageous. And so obviously the idea of eliminating that definitely would have impacts, particularly on farm operations.
So explain again, by eliminating it, the step up in basis and then levying capital gains taxes on it, you know, you got to take advantage of it, you got to die to do that. But what does it mean for the operation that is still there working on the on that land value and how it would affect our taxes?
Kind of two separate pieces of this. Number one, the elimination of the step up in basis. That means the recipient of that acre of land now has that same tax value of $100. And so would have that same tax impact that if they end up selling that acre, they have to pay that pay tax on $5,000 of capital gain income just the way the original owner was. So not getting us eliminating the tax on that growth. Then if you compound that with the idea that when those assets pass, actually we would treat it as a sale at that point, that would mean in order to pass that acre, it's as though you sold it for $5,100 and would have to pay that tax. Now, before everyone thinks the sky is falling, always the caveats of number one, proposal, not a law. Number two, devil's in the details. You know, often what we're reading in news reports is the very broad brush, and often you hear a follow-up about exceptions for farms and keeping things within families. You know, just using a different example, the estate tax used to be levied at a much lower estate value, but there was a procedure for special valuation of farmland if it was staying in the family to avoid estate tax. So there is definitely a history of creating special rules for farm assets. You know, that said, farmers who are involved in different organizations that do lobbying and monitor these things, you know, definitely a time to be in touch, make sure that those views are being expressed and considered before any of these proposals turn into law.
And Bridget, as I read more about the proposal, it does say Biden's plan specifically exempts farm operations from this new capital gains tax as long as the farm remains family owned and operated. Now, how key is that operated? Are we have to operate it as a family farm, or can we lease out the operation and still take advantage of these capital gains? How much should we be reading into that, or are we reading too much into it as far as that operated part?
Well, back to devils in the details, right? How are they going to define that? And, you know, the tough thing is a lot of times those sort of details get worked out through the rulemaking procedure, not with the act that originally gets passed in Congress. So sometimes you don't even know exactly what that is going to mean. I would suspect the broad brush idea is, hey, you shouldn't be able to own it and just hold it as an investor. But you and I both know there's plenty of families in which, for instance, our retirement plan for mom and dad when they step back from active farming is that they continue to hold the land for their financial security, rent it to the family farm operation. So the farm continues to pay them an income for the use of those assets, but the farm itself is you know, now perhaps run by several of their children, or maybe some children and some grandchildren. And so how that would all shake out in the details, it remains to be seen, but certainly is something to keep an eye on. And if the proposal does indeed become law, then we're definitely going to want to revisit the plan in consideration of potential tax impacts.
And of course, in Washington, they don't agree on anything, but this is a proposal. But is it, I behoove the farmer for this plan to go ahead, and if it's going to do this anyway, maybe do it sooner rather than later and not wait for this proposal if it does become law? And as you said, the devil's in the details, so we don't know what they are. But what kind of a recommendation, or at least alert, should farmers be on for this particular proposal that Mr. Biden is looking at?
I would say reach out to your advisors to see if there is anything under your particular facts and circumstances that would be advisable to accelerate. Because I would not say it's a blanket, oh my gosh, everybody should be, you know, transferring everything tomorrow. There is a whole range of size of farms. There's a whole range of plans for retirement. You know, this elimination of step-up and basis is all about things at death. There's plenty of folks who aren't going to wait for death, that are going to sell over time to that next generation. So they were always going to be incurring capital gains tax because they needed to take advantage of some of the equity in that farm operation to fund their retirement income. And so I would not say that, you know, this is a change that impacts everyone, full stop, but it certainly is a major change in philosophy that's very different than what a pretty stable set of rules have been for a long time. And it is not unusual then that the plan, however that may be, if that's within business documents or estate plan documents or both, are hinged on this idea of taking advantage of this tax law on the books that may not in fact be there anymore. And so it may mean that, hey, there's less incentive to hang on to this and, for instance, have it at risk for the nursing home. We're better off moving it sooner rather than later. But I don't want, you know, I don't want folks to hear sky is falling and pitch all your plans, because there's lots of reasons for the structure of things, tax being one of them, but not the sole driver of those plans.
Yeah, and it's just a proposal right now from the Biden administration, elimination of the step up in basis and levying capital gains taxes on assets passed from one generation to another. However, the plan would exempt farm operations if they're kept in the family. Bridget, how do we get a hold of you over there in Baldwin at Valley Crossing Law?
Call us at 715-688-4045 or find us online at wisconsinfarmlaw.com.
And if you've got questions, estate planning, things like that, or your operations future, give Bridget a call. Bridget Finke with Valley Crossing Law. I'm Bob Osold.